Today's learning Shmuel Elunishmas, Chaim Eluzim, Shem Sha'ar, Yemaisha, Medaniel Rivka, Bas Maisha, Zeri Yisrael, Menachem, Ramaisha, Yischus for Shalom, Chaim, Maisha, Malcolm, Yom Brach, Basar, Malcolm, Ad Yitzchum, Fegel Dina, and Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding Simen Reish Pei Ches, Din Tainus, V'din Tainus Cholam B'Shabbos, the halachas of fasting and a halachas of Tainus Cholam, which we'll see is not really that applicable today, but we'll get to that a little bit later in the sim in this seven. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, also lasanis b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos ad shei shoyes, until 6 hours into the day. So that's regardless if your intent is to fast or you're just busy or you're davening or whatever it is, you're not allowed to fast 6 hours into the day. Says the Rama, even if you're learning and davening, and that's the reason us, so you're not allowed to do it. Let's see the Mishabura. Even during the week, the Gemara tells us, if somebody doesn't eat until 6 hours into the day, so Shiloh, what 6 hours into the day means, is it 6 hours from when you wake up, or is it 6 hours from Alois? When they get to Shabbos, when we're Machmer, it's 6 hours from Alois. It doesn't have to be 6 hours when you wake up. It's like throwing a rock into a pitcher. Basically, it doesn't do anything for you. It's as if you're fasting on Shabbos. What's the point? So the 6 hours is even if my intention is not to fast. I'm davening, I'm learning, I'm not hungry, I'm gonna eat later. You're not allowed to go 6 hours. If I say, you know what, I wanna be Eved Hashem, and therefore I finished eating, I'm finished davening, and I'm hungry, but I'm gonna fast for an hour in order to be Eved Hashem. That you're not allowed to fast even for a minute for intention of fasting. But even without intention of fasting, if you're doing it for 6 hours, to go 6 hours of today without eating, you're not allowed to do it. Valkain, therefore, Shaloi Kedin, Oysa Mixas Kehila, some places, Shemes Adam, Shabbos, Asomus. Some of the Chatzos, it was a bad gezeira, and they decided they're going to fast until Chatzos on Shabbos. It's not appropriate because even though it's less than 6 hours, the fact that you're doing it for the intention of fasting, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Ve'im toyim midi koydim tvilas musaf. What happens if you did taste something? Then mutal l'sacha yoytz shoy. So again, not for the intention of fasting. But Stam, we had a long, beautiful davening. Chazon Helfgott came, and we had a long davening, and we tasted something. So that's already not considered fasting. What's considered tasting something is machlokes in the Paiskim. If I just drank a glass of water, if I had a hot cup of coffee, do I have to actually eat something? So there's different shittos in that, and what's considered not fasting. That we said even to learn a daven and mispal also fizeh. Hashliach he sings long. Until after 6 hours, it's not proper. You have short days. We know there's an added mitzvah of simcha. Except on Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure if I said this here already. Famous ma'aseh with the Divrei Chaim. That so first on Rosh Hashanah, many places go after 6 hours without eating. So Rosh Hashanah is a different discussion. The Rosh Hashanah is Chetzi Lachem, Chetzi Lashem, and therefore, and it's a Yom HaDin, and therefore to fast. A famous story with the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim used to daven Rosh Hashanah almost until Shkia, and that's when he would eat his Suda, right? So we always know the Chetzi Lachem is the Suda, and the Chetzi Lashem is the davening. The Divrei Chaim turned around to his Gab, and he says, oh, now that we finished davening, we did the Chetzi Lachem, let's go do the Chetzi Lashem. The davening was the Lachem. The eating was the Hashem. But anyway, and Rosh Hashanah is the exception to the rule. But in general, you're not allowed. Well, your Rabbi Matzah he comes up with the Shtickel Meir Hetter for if you're davening and learning. It would be the Yesha Shalom Artche Perakama the Shabbos the first Perak of Shabbos Kasev Gamkin Shemut the Luma the Mespalat Chatzais. You can go until Chatzais. With eating and learning and davening. So certainly if you're not learning and davening, that's for sure not learning and davening. You do have who to rely on until Chatzais, but again, we should do our best to eat before, at least something before 6 hours into the day. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis. Yes, Shaimim, those who say Adam shemazik loyachila, somebody who the food is bad for him, it hurts him. The oz oynik hu shaloylecha, it's oynik for him not to eat loyachil. So then he doesn't have to eat. Says the Rama. Again, this is not somebody who says I want to diet. This is that it's actually mazik him. The eating. Says the Rama, a person, Rahman's son, is going through a difficult time, and if they have a good cry, they're gonna feel better, right? So Shabbos. So if that's gonna make you feel better, then you can cry on Shabbos. It might make you feel worse, obviously you can't. But if a person just has to get it out of them, and they feel that by crying, it's going to help them get some of their emotions out, and now they're going to feel better, then you're allowed to do it. Says Mishmur, who cannot karav, he says, if a guy is mitztayer from the eating, then it's an anti-einik Shabbos. His einik is not eating. It's going to hurt him. We're talking about somebody who it's so bad for him to eating that even a kezias is gonna hurt him. But if a kezias won't hurt him, then you should eat something. So you do yainik shabbos. This is not talking about somebody who just, so according to the Taz, it's not just somebody who has pain, but he is wants to cry because of his dveikus with Hashem. She came Shirashirim. When he would say Shirashirim, he would cry. So if you're on that Madrega, you can cry by Shirashirim, Kashayada, because he understood where the words of Shirashirim were going to, so that would bring him to cry. If somebody's davening, so the Taz doesn't really take this so simple and say that you can just cry because it's going to make you feel better. They learned it the way we learned it. Sometimes through the crying is it's going to help him. Then he's allowed to. In the Sefer Mat Yehuda, he brings down that you also have to think about it. So if a person's in pain and through crying he's going to feel better, so the guy has a choice. I have pain right now. The person can cry, and during the crying they're not going to feel good, but afterwards they're going to feel better. So they're going to take, so for the amount of time that they're crying, they're going to feel bad, but then they're going to feel better. So at least the rest of the time of Shabbos they feel better. On the flip side, if you hold yourself back, and because of that you're going to feel and depressed or down or in pain the whole Shabbos, so you're trading off. Yes, I'm having a short amount of time of pain in exchange, and now I can be more relaxed to whatever degree the person obviously is going through something. But whatever degree they're going to do it, then they are able to cry. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Adam person who fasts every day. Okay, so we're talking about a big tzaddik. So the by because of his change of his normal way of going, here Vesas is not talking about a woman's Vesas. That's also same comes from the same word. It's the change of the normal path. Yes, there was some great tzaddikim who fasted on Shabbos. Those they would fast the whole week, and because of that, by not fasting, they're not going to feel good. I actually heard from somebody who was close to Rabbi Aaron Lemibels, was a big tzaddik, and the Rabbi Aaron Lemibels would fast from Shabbos to Shabbos, basically, would barely eat. And this person told me he had Rabbi Aaron Lemibels in their house on Shabbos. They would take a little bit of the gefilte fish and would nug on it, suck on it, and get some tam out of it, and that's what he would eat on Shabbos. It's this sif, somebody who is such a great person would fast the whole week. For that person to eat on Shabbos would not be Yonik Shabbos, it would be Fakert. So on the Shabbos, he would do it. Now, for those Hasidim in the room, we'll appreciate the next part of the story. The person told me that they took the shrayim of this fish that he nugged on and tasted, and there was zero tam left in the fish. But that's special for the Hasidim. David, this wasn't really, even though you have Hasidic blood, this wasn't that part wasn't for You. Let's see the Mishaburu Bachila Abu Basha'in like Tsar. So let's say somebody fasts a whole week, but that person does not, that person is in such a way that he's able to eat on Shabbos because of Oinik Shabbos and not feel pain. Avshem So that person is not, even though if the guy's fasting a whole week because he wants to do tshuva and he wants kaparas and all that, but if the person, it's only someone who's going to feel Tsar by eating and doesn't eat the whole week is able to rely on this. Okay, so now we're going to start with Tainus Chalom. As I mentioned, we'll see. We'll get another sifa too. We'll see that Kamat we don't fast on Kamat we don't fast on Shabbos. The Rav told me that in one time there's a lady actually she's somebody now Shul's mother was a big tzaddikus where he told her to she did Hatavas Chalom. Maybe she fasted also. I don't know. I think it was just Hatavas Chalom. Kamat we don't do Tainus Chalom, but we're going to go through what the halachas are. Most of this applies to when they would do Tainus Chalom. Muta Lasanes Bay, we'll see soon why we don't really fast on a Tainus Chalom. Muta Lasanes Bay, Tainus Chalom, Kedei Sheyikre Gezar Dinai. So if a person has a Chalom, we'll see it's very specific situations that you would say that a Chalom is considered a kind of Chalom that you should fast. So a person had a bad dream that falls into the categories of the kind of dreams that you would fast for, you're allowed to do that Tainus even on Shabbos because sometimes the gezeira could be right away. So if a person has that challah right before, on Shabbos or Friday night, you're not supposed to, you don't wait because there's a gezeira and you want to through the tainus, you rip up the gezeira, so you can't wait. So you have to do it right away. However, if somebody does that, vitzarech on Sunday, you have to pay back the fast that you fasted on Shabbos because for a kapara for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos, even though you were allowed to, but you still have to have a tashlumen. The guy can't handle fasting 2 days in a row. Don't do it on Sunday, do it on a different day, but you still have to do the tashlumen to pay back for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. Let's start Mishavur over here. What happens if somebody's friend had the dream and tells him on Shabbos, by the way, I had this dream about you. Lo yisana, you shouldn't fast. But if it's during the week that your friend tells you that he had one of these dreams that classify as the kind of dream that you should have a tainus chalom for, then you should fast. But Shabbos not. If someone has a bad dream about his friend, okay, Yesada, that per the person who had the dream should fast. The person who had the dream should fast, but only during the week. It says could be the difference is that if the person doesn't want to tell his friend, so somebody got to fast for that dream. So if somebody has a dream about his friend, that is the kind of dream that you should have a tainus chalom for. So if he tells the person that he had the dream about, so the person who is the subject of the dream should be fasting. But if the person doesn't want to tell the guy, doesn't even tire him, so then he has to fast. Tainus chalom. So if you're having a tainus chalom, then not only can you just fast, you have to spend your whole day in davening and learning. That's you have a kaparo. That if a person is doing Tainus Chalom on Shabbos, you can do vidui just like on your averus, just like you do during the week. Do baris that when it comes to a pregnant woman, a manikos, a nursing woman, they should not fast Tainus Chalom even during the week. They should give money to tzedakah, if they're weak. They should not be machmer. That if a person, so this is the first reason why we generally don't fast on for Taneisim. If you, we know that a lot of times dreams are partially because of something that we thought about during the day, right? Famous Gemara that guy who dream, doesn't dream about an elephant going through a pinhole because it's not something that we think about during the day. Tonight, somebody here is going to have a dream about an elephant going through a pinhole, right? But it's not something generally that we think about during the day. So, but our dreams are affected by what we think about during the day. So if you had a thought during the day, and then you had that dream by night, right? Or not exactly that dream, but something related to what you thought about, right? Dreams get skewed from what you think about. Eloy Lasanis b'Shabbos, then you certainly can't do a Tainus Chalam on Shabbos. You want to do it during the week? Go ahead, do it. But on Shabbos, you can't. The Hira Garamzer, the Hira that you thought about, V'loy Harum in Shemayim, that's not a sign from Shemayim that this Chas V'Shalom, there's this Gezeira on you. It's just part of your thoughts during this. And that's the first reason why we kamat don't fast Tainus Chalam, because we all think about craziest things during the day. So most of our dreams, if we think about it, we'll realize that we thought about something, and that's what caused the dream, and that's why, in general, we won't end up fasting during the week. I know we're a little over time, but let's just do one more Sifkaten in the Mishaburu, so we're up to date. We said that you have to do a payback on Sunday. What happens if Sunday happens to be a fast day? Or if there is a tainus yachid that normally could go and that person would fast. The guy always davens fast the first day of slichas, right? So, and that Shabbos he did tainus cholam and oilai, so that doesn't count. Kevin shafim loy hayu masana b'shabbos. This person has yahrzeit that day. Shafim loy hayu masana b'shabbos. He masana yom zeh. He would have fasted anyway. But tzarich liten yom achi. You have to do a payback, not a day that you would have fasted anyway. The yesh chol kamozeh. However, those argue freely. The af tainus cholam should be remission oilai. That if the Sunday after your tainus cholam is a day that you would have fasted anyway, it counts. V'chavim yom tainus shachovish yir lekapara mash masana b'yom shabbos. According to the second shita, obviously you have to have in mind that this tainus should not only be whatever reason you're fasting, but also as a kaparo. Somebody who's difficult for him to fast can be samech on the fact that he can do his tashlum on a day on this Sunday that he would have been fasting anyway. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amir Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.